BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Rachel. I'm 21 and I'm from London. You might not know this, but I thought Jurassic Park actually happened and was based on a true story. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
You've obviously seen the film Jurassic Park, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And when did you see it?
It was on TV a couple of weeks ago.
So what was going through your head when you were watching?
Where did it actually take place and whereabouts in America Jurassic Park actually was?
Who were you watching it with?
I was watching it with my friends and some of my family.
Did you actually say this out loud?
Yes, I did.
Oh, awkward.
I know, it was quite awkward. The looks on the faces by my dad was quite impressive.
Is this the kind of thing that you would say a lot? Do you often say things and go, I wish I hadn't said that?
Yeah, definitely. I should definitely think before I speak.
Any other classics, or is that your best one?
Another classic is I Didn't Know China Was in Asia.
Oh, it's the geography thing you can't get your head round.
It's geography. It's not my strongest subject at all.
It's like one of my friends who thought there was a bridge linking Australia and New Zealand.
That's...
You know, you can't talk.
I know.
That's the kind of thing that you would believe.
I know. You can... If I'm quite gullible, so if you tell me something and you sound really assertive, I will probably believe you.
Say it with confidence and you'll be reeled in.
Yes. I work as a site secretary for a building company, and in my first, 2 weeks, one of the guys was like, oh, you need to order me some stuff, and I was like, okay, and he was like, can you order me a long wait and some sky hooks? Obviously, these things don't exist, and I asked for a long wait, and someone was like, yeah, just take a seat.
At least you still got your job.
I know, yes, I love my job, so.
Where do you listen to our show?
Oh, I listen to it. I've got the BBC app on my phone, so I sit in my office, everywhere, listening.
Well, gullible Rachel, it's good to speak to you today. Thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thank you. Oh, can I do some shout-outs?
Go on.
I want to say hi to Amy, Jamie, Amanda and Kaylee.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A few things to talk about after the weekend. A lot of people listening to Radio 1 and tweeting me over the weekend about our new Mega Lols trail, which we've got running. Have you heard it yet?
The advert, yeah.
Yeah, it's just us laughing. But some people are saying it just gets them every time.
Laughing is contagious, though, isn't it?
Yeah, when you hear someone else, absolutely creased up laughing, you can't help but laugh. So thanks for all your tweets and text messages about that. It's just us laughing for about 20 seconds, and then the PR for all going, Mega Lols, Scott Mills, Radio 1, 4 till 7. I really like it. Simple but effective. Also, such a reaction after... Have you seen that show, The Magicians, on BBC One? Magicians?
I saw it a couple of weeks ago. I can't work out where the presenter's from. He's got, one of those accents, which sometimes he sounds Australian, sometimes he sounds Scottish.
And I thought that.
Sometimes he sounds American.
Yeah.
And I spend the whole show, worried so much about trying to work out where he's from. I should just Google it.
I saw the one with the Hoff on a couple of weeks ago, and it's a thing where they try not to get the forfeit, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the Hoff was texting me going, can you tweet to tell people that I don't want to do the forfeit? It's like, if I tweet that, you will be doing the forfeit.
Yeah.
I didn't, and sure enough, he did anyway.
I saw an amazing one. Did you see the one with Greg and John from MasterChef and the tuna sandwich and the phone?
No.
Where they had, John off a building, and then he, sort of came down on, one of those fairy pantomime things with a mobile phone. It looked like swap for a sandwich. It was so weird.
I can only watch magic for so long, though, and I just get uber bored.
No, but I just get really annoyed.
Why?
That dynamo thing still annoys me as to how he did it.
Because you don't know.
No.
Actually, out of everything that we've done recently, still now, the thing that people say to me the most is, come on then, you must know how Dynamo did that box trick. Because they show it on Watch, that channel, all the time. And loads of people have got the DVD as well. I honestly don't know how he did it. We still don't know. And it really annoys you, I know.
I wish you could just press red and, find out how it was done. I know that's, totally against all magic, but it really frustrates me.
Yeah, I don't think magic would actually exist if that happened. Anyway, so many people have been on, Matt in Lancashire and Dave in Swindon. Who else have we got? Literally hundreds of people. Steve off Felixstowe. Lawrence from Hailing Island, who thought they heard a Go On Pigs from someone in the audience at the Magicians on Saturday night, which I presume is a live show, isn't it? Yes, because they can vote and stuff. OK, here's what we think it is. Listen.
Here we go.
During the result.
Here we go.
Now, I hope that that is one of our listeners that has gone, right, well, I'm in the audience of a TV show, I'm going to shout it.
Here we go. Here we go.
Go on, pigs! Listen again. I think, though...
No, don't spoil it for me. No,
I think it might be Go On Pete.
It's not, it's pigs.
But was the bloke called Pete on there? So if that's the case, then it might be that. Let's just convince ourselves.
But his mates call him pigs.
Yeah. Oh, I really hope that it is. Let's just say that it is anyway.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's 20 to 5. Hope your Monday was all right. V-Day tomorrow. Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people, very, very bitter people on Facebook and Twitter. Have you seen this? I saw one person earlier saying, I am going to go to the cinema on my own and throw popcorn at all the loved-up couples tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of bitterness from the singletons. Calm down, dear. It's only Valentine's Day. Don't worry about it. What I do like every year, though, is in the card shops, and it's blokes, like proper blokes, you know, manly men, sheepishly looking up at the massive cards, you know, the huge ones, like with the padded.
Oh, I've never had one of them. I've always wanted one.
I know. The ridiculous size ones.
Yeah, they're so expensive.
Really expensive. But really I can see... Earlier today, I saw a bloke, and I've seen this loads of times, looking at them, but thinking, I can't buy this because there's other blokes in the card shop and they're going to think I'm a wuss for buying the big padded card. So they don't do it. But they're looking at them, kind of sheepishly going, really, oh, she'd really like that. Like that massive card, she would like that. I know it's £35. But she'd really like it. But they bottle it because there's other blokes and they have to carry it up to the counter like, yeah, this is the card I want. Buy. If you are single, we got some help after 6 o'clock because it's the return of show and tell. You know, like at school when someone brings something in and shows it and tells the rest of the class? We've done this before. We're doing it again. And it's Becky's show and tell tonight. What have you got?
Some advice. If you need someone by tomorrow to spend Valentine's Day with, I've got something that will help.
It's not a bit last minute.
Well, yeah, but these claim to win you the man or woman of your dreams, so I'm not doubting it. The show and tell brought us Tim Minchin. Don't question me.
That is true. And now look at him playing stadiums.
Well, so, I think he was.
Yeah, he was. Well, it made us aware, and
are
a lot of people.
All the credit.
No, it was your show and tell anyway, Tim Minchin. So you should take the credit. Obviously, he was around before, but I think we made a lot more people aware of Tim Minchin, and he still remembers that. Anyway, show and tell after six. If you do need a date. In time for tomorrow, so that you get a present, we have got something brilliant for you. Listen after six. Radio 1. Dominic Staffordshire's been on saying, yes, Mills, I look at the expensive cards every single time, the big ones for my girlfriend, bottle it every time. Also pretend I'm looking at Get Well Soon cards if someone is paying attention to me, normally another bloke. I knew that. Okay, so you've never had an oversized card for Valentine's?
No.
Oversized bear?
No!
No! Neither have I! Rubbish!
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris isn't here today. He's on the phone with another idea. What are you saying?
Well, I found this thing on the internet and I need your help. But I think it could be brilliant if it works.
Go. Hit me with it.
Well, I've just been doing, sort of internet surfing because I'm a bit bored.
Who says, do people still say that? I thought it was only Nans that said that.
Just been doing some silver surfing.
Yeah. I've just been doing some internet surfing, yeah. Dear.
Well, I have been. I've been surfing away.
Good use of surfing. I like it.
And
take it back to the early 2000s.
I found this German website.
Oh, you got a message.
That was sounding like the news where they're like, I'm doing a piece about the internet. Ding, 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 like yeah. Old dial-up noises.
What was that noise? Is that your MSN?
No, that's my Facey B.
Bling. Hang on. Is it your MySpace?
Yeah, I'm turning it down. Sorry.
Did you hear what he said?
Yeah. You've got...
Care.
Did it go, you've got mail?
No, it doesn't. Right, so I found this German website. Nothing dodgy.
Right, do we need to continue with this?
No, it should be good if this works.
It's not like the ones you were showing me after we went out that night, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not. what it is I've found the German... It's called the German... I'm not sure on this word. Meteorological Society. They basically deal with the weather.
Weather, yeah.
So they're the German weather people. And what it is there's a car company who have paid for an entire weather front. So what they do is they own the weather, from what I can see with this.
What, so like when the weather people go, and there's a low front moving over Scotland, they have names in Germany, they name them?
Yes. And what's happened is this car company has decided to get this entire weather front named after them, which I think is genius. And it's got me thinking, wouldn't it be amazing if we had an entire weather front named after us?
In Germany. In Germany.
Well, we'd have to, from what I've done, I've spent quite a bit of time researching this. I think the only way to do it is go through this German website, but it all looks legit. It's the German
Meteorological
Institute. And on their website, they're the only people, apart from the US, who let you name a weather front. And it all looks official. I mean, I'd do it, but it costs a couple of hundred quid, so I thought I'd get you involved.
I love it when you only come to him at the money stage.
Well, yeah, for obvious reasons.
So what do you actually get for your money then?
So, I'm just on the website now, and they've got a load of weather charts, and all you do is you pick a weather front that's due. So you can either pick warm ones. Warm ones are slightly more expensive than the cold ones, but I suppose with the cold ones you get bad press, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got a sort of cold.
Yeah.
Everyone's moaning.
Oh, I'm cold.
Yeah, and they'll blame you. So let's say it's named after me. They'll be like, oh, it's Chris. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's bad Chris is bad.
Yeah. Whereas I thought what we should do is maybe go for a warm front.
Because people like warm fronts.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like hot weather.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what we can call it.
Go on, then.
Go on, pigs.
Oh, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Do they have to say it on the radio and TV in Germany?
Yeah, in Germany, that means, because they take it very seriously over there, they'd, on the weather reports, I think, they'd have to do it. It's only a couple of hundred quid, which I think is quite cheap for an entire weather front.
I mean, we'd have to wait for a bit for the weather to warm up, but the next kind of warm front could be Go On Pigs.
I'm just looking at the naming rules. We might not be able to do Go On Pigs.
Why?
Because it says the names must be acknowledged. Hyphenated names are not accepted. I think they're quite... You need to give it almost a serious name. It can't be a catchphrase.
But that's not hyphenated. It's just we can just make it one word, Go On Pigs.
I would... No, I'm going to think carefully about saying this. Do you know what I was about to say? And I thought, no, because it'll always be there. I would change my name... by deed poll, because it's only like 35 quid, isn't it? I would change my name to Go On Pigs, just so that I could that we could have it as the...
You actually just said
that. And then I thought better of it. But I was about to go, do you know what? I'll change my name, because it's only like... just so we can do it.
I'll go on the deed poll now and action that.
Would you change your name?
Go On Pigs, what, a permanent thing? Or?
Well, no, you can... Can you change it back?
Yeah, it costs you another... Cost you the other monies, but to reverse
I'll do it so that we could get away with the rules of this German website.
How
I'll
long are you prepared to be called Go On Pigs for? Because I'm thinking I'd quite like it for a couple of months.
Are you going to pay for it? How much does it cost?
Well, theoretically, yes. But I would, in that time, of course, you would need to change all of your bank cards. And
yeah, what goes on with the driving licence?
Yeah, that needs to be changed to
Go On Pigs. You'd be like Mr. G.O. Pigs.
That just says Go Pigs.
Go Pigs.
It's like cheerleaders.
Imagine, though, it would bring a smile to your face every time you opened a letter, even a bill.
Dear Mr. Pigs.
I think after a couple of drinks, I'll be up for that.
Yeah, okay, right.
As long
well,
as you pay.
Okay, next time we have a drink, then I'll ask you again.
The only other option I can see with naming the German weather front is that we do actually take a German name. And I'm thinking maybe, you know, off of Innuendo Bingo, we could just do Fanny Schmeller, which would be... Which would be good.
That would be good. Well, let's weigh up the options. If we have to go Fanny, then we'll go Fanny.
We're going to aim for Go On Pigs.
Let's aim for that, but if it's not in the rules, then so be it.
Okay. All right.
Okay, cool. All right, good idea. Thank you.
No worries. Bye then.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
All right.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, this is from a show on BBC Two called The Fixer. And on that, it's a bit like Mary Queen of Shops. A lady called Alex goes around and sorts out failing businesses, or businesses that just need a bit of help, really. And on this particular episode, she was sorting out a bakery called Chuff's, which is in Padstow. It's down your neck of the woods, isn't it?
Well, Cornwall. It's like two counties down, but...
Sorry, yeah. I'm not saying that.
That's
all...
like me saying that you're from Portsmouth.
Right, oh, sorry. Why is Padstow that bad?
No,
I'm saying Portsmouth isn't bad, J for joke. Now, Becky sadly has mislaid the person that sent this in.
Soz, if that was you.
But thanks very much if you did send this in, because we do like it when you send in ideas for Scott Mills points and also for innuendo bingo. It really helps us out. So, for 10 Scott Mills points, which would be nice on a Monday just to top them up a bit if you're running low, how many Chuffs were mentioned in The Fixer on BBC Two? It's a bakery called Chuffs in Padstow. How many times did they mention it? What are you saying, Becky?
10. I don't know, I didn't say it.
10. Yeah. Let me know what your guess is on 81199. Let's find out how many in a one-hour episode.
Transforming the Chuff won't be easy. Swift action is needed if the Chuff is going to survive into the next generation. I've gathered the whole family together in the Chuff's pasty kitchen.
Hello, Chuff.
Chuff, chuff.
Chuff.
Chuff, chuff.
Chuff.
Chuff, chuff.
Chuff, chuff.
Louisa seems keen to develop the Chuff's offering. We just want to see
you. Shake that. Shake that. Shake that.
Shake that. Yes.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Chuff, 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 chuff.
Chuff,
chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff, chuff. 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 Chuff.
Yes, it's quite difficult. I mean, Mum, you know, it's the Chuff is so much about who she is.
Leading the Chuff into the future.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well, I'm going to say 7 that I counted because I think the one. No, but I think the one that doesn't speak. I can't believe there were that many in there.
Do you think he may have added some in for artistic license, well, just so it fitted over the James Bond theme?
Yeah, and the, like the Chuff to LMFAO. It's like
okay.
Do you think that was genuine though? That she went Chuff, 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 Chuff.
Yeah,
chuff.
No, I agree. We are guessing as you are, but if you said 7,
anywhere between 1 and 10, give yourself 10.
Yeah,
Scott Mills
10 points. There we are. Have that. Anywhere between 1 and 10, give yourself 10.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, James.
Hi, Scott.
What are you saying?
Pardon?
What's going on?
Oh, well, I've got a date in, like, literally 20 minutes.
Okay, good. Have you met her before?
No.
Blind a date?
Not so blind, just met through friends.
Okay, cool. So, how can I help?
Well, I heard that you were doing this little special just for Valentine's Day. I just thought, well, if I've got 20 minutes to spare, I could probably do with all the help I can get.
Oh, yeah, OK.
This
yeah,
is
we've,
perfect.
We've got, you are perfect for this. We've got some advice. It's part of Becky's show and tell. Where are you now? Are you nearby?
Yeah, I'm just parked across from the restaurant where we're going to.
Oh, God. So when's the date? 6:30?
Yeah, 6:30.
Oh, don't worry about it. We've got loads of time. We're going to do it after Ed Sheeran, all right?
All right, fair enough.
Wait there, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, what have you got, Becky? This is for show and tell, which we're bringing back. You know, like at school, when you'd bring something into the class, you'd show it to them, and then you'd discuss it. What have you got?
Mm-hmm. I have some love and dating tips. Do you want to find out if it's for you? There's some questions at the start of it.
Okay.
It's videos and it's tapes, basically, from earlier times.
So this might be useful for James, who is still sitting in his car 10 minutes away from the date.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so these are some questions from your tapes.
Yeah, to see if it's right for you.
If you need to get involved with this.
Do you know the most important thing to say when you first meet someone?
Hello?
Well, apart from that.
No, I don't.
Are you aware of the three things that the opposite sex finds the most attractive?
Well, I know one is G-S-O-H.
Yeah.
Good sense of humour. Eyes?
I don't know.
Just guessing. Oh, shoes as well. Girls always look at your shoes. They're all like, you can always tell a bloke, good bloke by his shoes.
What girls do you hang out with that sound like that?
Some. Okay, read on.
Do you know where and how to find the dream relationship you've always wanted?
On this tape? Is that right?
Think so.
I'm feeling that they really want me to buy it. I feel like I'm being sucked in.
The answers to these questions and much more are available in this breakthrough new program, Love, Sex and Dating in the 90s.
Yes! It's right. From the actual 90s.
Love, Sex and Dating in the 90s.
But you know what? Good love advice and dating advice never gets old. No.
Never gets old. So you think that this will still apply here in 2012? Mm-hmm.
This is going to help James on his date.
I love this that you found this in your tapes. Mm-hmm. So it can still be used today. Can I ask, when I'm going on this date, do I have to have the side parting I had in the 90s and also wear stonewashed jeans?
No, I think you could probably do without that.
That's an awful
child. I don't know. See if it's one of the tips.
Really unfashionable child.
Was that when you had your Philip Schofield hair?
Yeah, same. Okay, so what happens next? Is this some more of the advice? Do we actually get any advice, or are they just trying
to
sell me?
No, you have to pay for it. Right. But there are some amazing bits on it.
The secrets of successful romance have been transformed into the most effective program of its kind ever developed.
Right.
It's really good.
Okay. And
there are some people on it. Listen to these people. They sound so in love.
There are no men out there.
Attractive woman. Just my type.
See, with acting like that, it's going to be good, isn't it?
Obviously, they are actors. Because no one would actually sound like that.
What a hunk.
I'm in love.
Ugh.
I think they did in the 90s.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Did people actually go, I'm in love?
Yeah. You'd always be like, what a hunk.
Call now and order Love, Sex and Dating in the 90s and discover where and how to meet people easily. How to prepare for a date to ensure success. How to use the keys to seduction. What men and women really want. And how to make a relationship work.
Okay, this all sounds good. I will send you my credit card details as soon as possible, but can I get some actual advice?
Yes.
Now?
Do you want to know what to do on the date?
Yes.
Well, I think it's going to be a bit confusing for you and James, because it's meant from the point of view of a girl, but we'll just pretend the other way around.
It must work both ways.
I think it does.
Okay.
Your mother may have taught you that it's rude to stare, but it's the most powerful and direct way to let a man know that you're interested.
All right, good. So you have to stare him out?
Yeah.
Like a proper stare?
Yeah. So number one,
just stare. I'm not sure that works. I'm prepared to listen on.
Some women in my workshops have even gone so far as to spill their drink on a man they want to meet and get his phone number by promising to pay for his dry cleaning. But avoid spilling red wine because you don't want him to remember you for the wrong reasons.
I love your 90s tapes. So stare him out to the point where he becomes really uncomfortable, then spill any drink on him apart from red wine.
Yeah.
Right, simple so far.
Avoid topics that have to do with your past relationships, health problems, financial worries, and most of all, problems with men.
Yes, because some people always talk about previous relationships on a first date. Don't do that.
Do they?
Yeah, a lot. I've had that a lot. Or, I haven't actually got much money. Don't say that, even if you haven't. Don't say, I haven't got any money.
It's not going to put you off, though, is it? Are you a gold digger?
No.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
If someone said to me, I haven't got much money, if I like them, I still like them.
Well, I'm just saying, on a first date.
So these are the things you can talk about.
Some good conversational pieces include a book with an unusual title, a small stuffed animal, interesting pieces of jewelry, a pet, sports jersey, a sports magazine, or a T-shirt with a slogan.
What, so I just turn up with a copy of Horse and Hound?
You haven't, when it says stuffed animal, do you think it actually means like...
I haven't taken up taxidermy yet. What if I don't have a stuffed animal? Is it like a one that's actually been stuffed, or do they mean a toy? That's confusing.
Although, if someone did turn up with like a massive moose head, you know, like those ones you get on the walls of pubs, I would quite like that.
Hey, I'm in love.
That's like from the game, isn't it? That's the sort of thing Chris would do.
Turn up with a moose's head, stuffed.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am staring him out. I've spilt loads of drink on him, probably vodka, and I bought along a stuffed animal or a T-shirt with a good slogan on. Do you like my T-shirt? It says, potato! What would a 90s version be? It says...
mash.
Ice baby. I don't know. Okay, next.
I know a woman who can engage almost any man in conversation because she knows a lot about sports. She suggests that you learn about the local sports teams and players. If you think you can't get interested, find a player you find attractive or interesting and at least find out something about him.
Okay, right, so you need to chat about football players or sports players that you find attractive.
Now, I did try this once when I was talking about... I did try to talk about Manchester United at the time and Phil Neville and how I thought he was hot and that my... interesting fact about him was that his dad was called Neville.
Yeah. Which is a good icebreaker, I think.
But they didn't call me back.
No. Did they not?
No.
What else?
Get into sync with him by nodding in agreement with what he's saying.
Right, so even if the bloke on you're on the date with is talking absolute nonsense, just nod in agreement.
Get into sync with him by nodding in agreement with what he's saying.
Yeah, I agree with whatever you say.
You look like the dog off the insurance advert.
Oh, yes. And finally...
One way to draw men closer to you is by lowering your voice so that they need to lean closer to hear what you have to say. Whispering to someone when others are around makes you both feel as if you're sharing a secret.
All right, so I'm staring them out. I've spilt... They're drenched. I've spilt loads of white wine on them. I have a stuffed animal next to me, a copy of Horse and Hound, a T-shirt that says Potato on it. And now I am lowering my voice so that I'm speaking like that. Is that right?
That's amazing.
Do I sound hot?
Are you going to do a video of... what this should look like.
I'll do it in a minute.
And put it on. I'll put it on Facebook.
We've got some toy animals upstairs, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, right, we'll do that in a minute. I'll put it on Facebook, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll do
just
it
so
during
people
Kasabian.
Get the idea.
Yeah, during the next song I'll do it.
There's this one woman, which I haven't bought her tapes yet, but listen to what her tapes are called.
What are her tapes called?
Are you incomplete without a man? Do you think you're only half a person and that a man will make you whole? While men may be the most delicious part of the feast of life, we are the main course in our own lives. Men are just desserts.
Right, so her first one is called Just Desserts. But at the end of that one, listen to what her two other books are called.
Keep watching for a few scenes from two more home videos based on my books, Smart Cookies Don't Crumble, and A Hero is More Than Just a Sandwich.
That sounds brilliant. A hero is more than just a sandwich. Okay, I found a 90s slogan for T-shirt. Mine's going to say Fat Willy's on it. Very, very, very 90s. I want A Hero Is Much More Than Just a Sandwich, or whatever it's called. Where
do
can
you
I
want
buy
to order
this?
It for
yes,
you?
Please. Can you still get them, or is it just. Is it VHS? What is it? What's occurring?
Do you think Jamie's going to be alright on his date with those tips?
I think you should try it. I think we've left it a bit last minute to find the stuffed animal and his favourite sports magazine.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily.
And a hero is more than just a sandwich.
Now, if you want to see my video that I've just put on the Scott Mills Facebook, just search Scott Mills, should be the first one that comes up. I have kind of put all of those practices that we just mentioned in the dating advice from the 90s there into action. So do watch for my really scary, starry eyes, good usage of a stuffed animal, which I did find last minute, and also good use of whispering. It's actually really quite horrible, isn't it?
And talking about sport.
Talking about sport. So all of those are in there. If you heard that advice, but you're like, well, how do I put that into action? Just go to the Scott Mills Facebook and you will see exactly how to do it. Bosh. Ben Mundy, what have you got?
Oh, loads. Cool. Loads. We've got all about the Grammys, basically, and the BAFTAs. Adele proved she hasn't changed since becoming ridiculously successful. She got 6 Grammys last night. Yep, 6. Winning every single category. Her acceptance speech was just brilliant.
I can't tell you like how I feel about it. It's been the most life-changing year. And Nick Huggett, who signed me, he's in the UK. Oh, my God, a bit of snot.
That's why we love her.
Oh, thank you so much.
Has that happened to you? Has that ever happened to anyone in the room?
No, just Adele.
Oh, piss not!
Oh, love her so much. She hasn't changed one bit.
She could have just carried on. Don't draw everyone's attention to it.
But and that's not what Adele would do.
And during that, actually, the cameras panned around to Bruno Mars and his face looked as if he didn't really know what snot was.
Yeah.
He does. Clearly does. Skrillex was another big winner last night. He got 3. Amy Winehouse also won Best Duet for her song with legendary singer Tony Bennett. Her mum and dad picked up the award. Performance-wise, last year it was Lady Gaga in an egg. This year, it was all about Nicki Minaj's exorcism. She walked the red carpet in a huge red cloak alongside a man dressed as a pope, as you do. Her performance was huge, massive, church-themed, and it ended with her being levitated above the stage. Other highlights included Foo Fighters doing a mashup with Deadmau5 and Taylor Swift playing a banjo. So on to the BAFTAs, where silent movie The Artist won 7 awards, including Best Film. Adam Deacon picked up the Rising Star Award, beating people like Chris Hemsworth from Thor and Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
10 years ago, I was sitting in a hostel with nowhere to live, and it was a dream. You know, I'd never... It was always one of these things where you keep working, and it keeps going one step better and better until... this has happened, and it's amazing.
So that's the award won in the past by Noel Clarke and Tom Hardy, and there's more from Adam at the Newsbeat website. One of the highlights from the BAFTAs was Meryl Streep losing her shoe as she picked up her Best Actress award.
All done it.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, God, I've lost my shoes so many times.
You had the ripped trouser incident at the Student Radio Awards, didn't you?
Yeah, I've lost my shoes hundreds of times. Once, even in Norwich.
Okay. And Colin Firth wasn't there to pick up your shoe or help you out of your trousers, but he was there last night to help Meryl Streep run on stage, sorted it all out, and got her two shoes back on. Now, the other thing to pick up from was the audience, the actors in the audience, naming no names. Some of them have a real fixed grin or a smile for the whole event. Just in case the cameras pop on them by surprise, it was totally A-list with people like George Clooney, Michael Fassbender, Brad Pitt, Michelle Williams. Even Harry Potter gets a bit starstruck sometimes.
Well, apparently I'm sitting quite close to Brad Pitt and George Clooney, which is unbelievable. So I have no idea, probably nothing. Probably, can I hold your popcorn, Mr. Clooney? yeah.
He got there quick. He was on our show on Friday. It's only 12 hours, I suppose.
Can I hold your popcorn, Mr. Clooney?
What a stupid thing to say. He got there quick. Oh, no, it was a couple
Wasn't
of days
it
after.
Last night?
Yeah. Planes are really quick now. They take less than a week to go to Los Angeles.
It? No, it's here. Are you talking about, the BAFTAs? Oh, it's in Leicester Square.
Oh, my God, double dunce.
Yeah. I'll help you out,
He got
Scott.
There quick. He spent 48 hours getting from one part of London to another.
Okay, I'll just shut up. Carry on, Ben.
Unfortunately, that is it. So you expect you. There's more
and
entertainment news with
Scott Jakes Fail.
And a hero is more than just a sandwich.
Amazing, thanks.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.